Hey guys, I got an email the other day that isn't unusual. I get these kind of emails all the time and I see myself in them. This woman that emailed me that I want to talk with you about, she's a mom, and I'm not. But other than that, I absolutely could have written this email myself because I can so relate to every emotion. And I want to share with you parts of her email and also my response. This woman who emailed me, she wants to change. She wants to be healthy. She wants to be a better example for her kids, and she wants to feel better about herself. And she doesn't kind of want it, she really wants it. But she's not sure it's possible for her. She's not sure she can do it. She consistently makes food choices that aren't doing her any favors. She overeats, she overindulges, she chooses convenience, what she defines as convenience right now, when life gets tough. So I want to read to you a couple things that she said in this email. She said, I found your podcast about a month ago on Spotify. I was randomly scrolling through looking for something to listen to and I found Primal Potential. I can't remember exactly what episode it was, but I remember you were talking about not arguing for our limitations. I was hooked. I have always been a heavy girl. I really ballooned up when I had my children. Right now, I'm sitting at 270 pounds. I am 5'3". I have always tried to lose weight. I will start off strong, and then I will mess up, and then I'm like, F it. I will be all gung-ho to get it together, and then have a bad day or a bad week, and reach for that convenience of ordering something or picking up something quick. I have to break that habit for our health and for our finances. I want to change our lifestyle before it negatively affects our children any more than it already has. Anyway, all of this rambling is basically to ask where you think I should start. I'm tired of being fat. I'm tired of hating my body. I'm just so over it, and I'm so lost on what to do. I'm convinced that I will never be healthy because I haven't my whole life. I'm stuck in that toxic place that is telling me it doesn't matter how much I try, I will never be able to do it, and I'm over it. I want to get out of there. I want to believe in myself. I want to change my quality of life so I can enjoy it with my children. I've been there. Minus being a mom, I've been there. That place of not knowing where to start, doubting my ability to do it, kind of feeling like, why bother? This is the way I've always been. And I think part of that is how we protect our ego, right? Of course, I responded to her, and there's so many things that I wanted to say. This could be a podcast in and of itself, but first of all, one of the big problems in her approach is being all gung-ho. What does that mean? It basically means you're like, all right, fresh start, clean slate. I'm going to do everything. I'm going to eat really clean. And what happens is we take on too much. It's like, and I've talked about this on the podcast, I've talked about this in webinars, it's like deciding that you're going to be bilingual and starting tomorrow, you're only speaking Spanish, but you don't really know Spanish, right? But you're just determined you're going to do this. And so the best way to do it is full immersion and starting tomorrow, only Spanish. But like 4 hours into the day, you're thinking, this sucks. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't say anything. I'm screwing up all the time. I'm speaking in English because it's just what I'm used to doing. That's what happens when we start out all gung-ho. And if you're wondering why there's an echo, it's because I'm like pacing as I record this because this is how I think and I pace. But anyway, when we start out all gung-ho and we take on too much, we're setting ourselves up for failure. We're taking on too much too fast. Guys, that is the paradigm of dieting. Here, do this. Jump on board, be all gung-ho, make 17 changes at once, and we can't do it. If it worked, we'd have done it already. I want to stand on rooftops and scream, stop trying to be all perfect. Stop being gung-ho. It's great to want to change, but you're setting yourself up for failure when you say, okay, Whole 30 starting tomorrow. Now, if you're already eating primarily whole foods, then that might be totally achievable. But if that represents a bunch of significant changes, then I think you're setting yourself up for failure. The all or nothing approach leaves us with nothing because we get started, we get in, we feel like we failed, even if we've made two or three great changes, because we didn't make the 17 that we intended to, that we told ourselves, I'm doing this, no excuses, this is it, no more junk, then we feel like we failed, even when we're making progress, so we give up, we give in, we throw in the towel, and we go back to what we were doing before. So as far as where to start, one of the recommendations I made when I responded to this email is just the way I start out when I'm working with folks in my fat loss fast tracks. These people, just like the woman who emailed me, just like many of you, are used to the all or nothing approach. Okay, this is it, day one of my diet. When I get emails like that, I'm like, oh no, please don't do that. When we start out with the fat loss fast tracks, and this is what I recommended to this individual, I don't want you to change anything at first. The only thing I want you to do is start tracking. I want you to start paying attention to what you're eating and how it makes you feel. This isn't macro counting. This isn't calorie counting. For 1 week, I just want you to write down everything you eat and how you feel throughout the day. What do I mean by that? If you feel really hungry, I want you to write that down. If you feel really tired, I want you to write that down. If you have a craving for chocolate Teddy Grahams, I want you to write that down. That's it. I don't want you to change anything for 1 week. I just want you paying attention to what you eat and how it makes you feel, because most of us really aren't that tuned in to our bodies. We're really not paying that much attention. So that's it for the first week. Then from there, we have a baseline. We have a baseline of your eating. We have a baseline of how you feel. Then we make one change. When I'm working with folks in the fat loss fast tracks, typically we start with breakfast. Let's just nail breakfast. Let's just make breakfast a fat burning meal. Let's just make breakfast a strong start to the day. That's it. I don't care what you eat the rest of the day. If it's the Teddy Grahams, that's great. That's fine. No big deal. One change. Master breakfast. Master breakfast. Honestly, I don't want you to worry about anything else. I betcha what happens in my fat loss fast tracks is people start to feel better very quickly, and then that encourages them, that motivates them. But more than anything else, they don't feel overwhelmed. I can master breakfast. I can make breakfast a good meal. Even if everybody's eating donuts, I can be like, I can have the donut later, but I'm gonna have a fat loss friendly breakfast. I'll link in the post to a couple of podcasts that I've done on what that means, how to make breakfast a fat burning meal, what kind of foods that includes, etc. So one change at a time, then it feels doable. Then you build your confidence. Then that doubt of like, can I really do this, goes away. Hey, look, if you ask me, even after losing over, gosh, I don't know, 130, 140 pounds now. I haven't checked my weight in forever. Even after doing all that, if you asked me, can you eat clean every day for the rest of your life? I'd be like, probably not. But can I make one good choice today? Can I make my next choice a good choice? Absolutely. What you focus on, you feel. If you focus on the all or nothing failures, if you focus on how crappy it feels to get all motivated and then blow it, then that's what you're going to focus on. But if you focus on, all right, one thing, the all or nothing gung-ho approach isn't working, so I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna try this. I'm gonna write down everything I eat, and then I'm going to make one change at a time. The other thing is the mindset stuff. If you tell yourself you can't, you can't. You'll be right every single time. I don't want you to look at the goal as this big macro, can I get healthy? Can I change my family's eating habits? Can I sustain this over the next 30, 40, 50 pounds? No. That's not what I want you to do. Can I do one thing today? Can I do one thing today? You don't have to know that you can do it. You don't have to know that you can reach your goals. Honestly, we're not there yet. At this stage in the game, it's just whatever stage you're at. If you're just at the tracking stage, can I write down everything I eat and how I feel for one day? Yes, I can. As soon as your mind drifts to those places of, can I do this forever? Oh my gosh, I don't think I can. I really just want to order pizza. Enough. Turn it off. Can I do what I need to do today? What is it that you need to do today? Wherever you're at in your journey, is it just tracking? Is it just focusing on breakfast? Bring yourself back to what you can do today.
I don't want you to worry about the convenience stuff yet. We can talk later about reframing fear of missing out. I would say that when you're debating, oh, you know, I'm really tired, should I order pizza? And you think, I really should make a healthier choice. Oh, but pizza sounds so good. You have to look at, too, you hate your body right now. You have no energy. You're disappointed in the habits you're instilling in your children. What are you missing out on if you say yes to the pizza? Are you missing out on loving your body? Are you missing out about feeling confident in your abilities as a mom? Are you missing out on the certainty that you're doing right by your kids? Don't look at it just based on the food. It's much bigger than that. Obviously, it's much bigger than that because you're telling me that you don't like your body, that you're telling me that you're frustrated, that you're lost, that you want to change. So you can't just look at it about the food. It's not about the food. It's not about the food. It's about you. It's about how you feel. It's about the choices that make you feel amazing versus the choices that make you feel awful. So when you say, I don't know if I can do this, I fear that I'll never be able to change, you're looking at it from too much of a global perspective. I want you to look at, can I do this one thing today? Of course I can. Of course I can. All right, so I'm going to link to those breakfast posts for you. I'm also going to link to the wait list for the Summer Fat Loss Fast Track, which is a 12-week coaching program with me that opens up in the next couple of weeks for a launch on Sunday, July 10th, for those of you that are interested in that. But more than anything, ditch the all or nothing. When you feel gung-ho, let that be a mindset approach, not a strategy approach. Pick one thing, master that change, don't move on until you feel ready. Talk to you guys soon.